he would routinely wake up over the course of their relationship.
You got it, Bosch said.
Bosch hung up and immediately called Ignacio Ferras, his new partner. They were still feeling their way. Ferras was more than 20 years younger and from another culture. The bonding would happen, Bosch was sure, but it would come slowly. It always did. Ferras was awakened by Bosch's call, but became alert quickly and seemed eager to respond, which was good. The only problem was that he lived all the way out in Diamond Bar, which would put his ETA at the crime scene at least an hour off. Bosch had talked to him about it the first day they had been assigned as partners, but Ferras wasn't interested in moving. He had a family support system in Diamond Bar and wanted to keep it. Bosch knew that he would get to the crime scene well ahead of Ferras, and that would mean he would have to handle any divisional friction on his own. Taking a case away from the divisional squad was always a delicate thing. It was a decision usually made by supervisors, not by the homicide detectives on the scene. No homicide detective worth the gold trim on his badge would ever want to give away a case. That just wasn't part of the mission.
See you there, Ignacio, Bosch said.
Harry, Ferras said. I told you, call me Iggy. Everybody does.
Bosch said nothing. He didn't want